From the WLRN Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Alicia Zuckerman.
One sun rose on us today, kindled over our shores, peeking over the Smokies, greeting the faces of the Great Lakes, spreading a simple truth across the Great Plains, then charging across the Rockies.
That's from the poem One Today by Richard Blanco, which he was chosen to write for President Obama's inauguration last month. Richard Blanco has deep ties to Miami. He grew up here, although today he lives in Maine, and that's where he's joining me from now. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Alicia. How are you?
Fine, thanks. First, congratulations on being chosen as the inaugural poet.
Thanks so much. It's been an amazing ride.
Right at the top of your website, I noticed that you have a quote from Maya Angelou, also an inaugural poet for President Clinton. That quote is, "You can never go home again, but the truth is you can never leave home, so it's all right." Why do you like that quote, and where is home for you?
Well, it's a very complex question, as you can imagine. By the time I was 45 days old, I belonged to three countries. My mother left Cuba when she was pregnant, 7 months with me. Then I was born in Spain. And 45 days later, we went to New York and eventually Miami. So I had lived in several places by that time. Add to that, of course, my sense of growing up in the Cuban exile community, in which the question of home is just something that's in the air. That sense of we're all going back someday, especially when you think back into the 70s. And so that's become sort of a focus of my work, only because it's something that's obsessed me since I was a child.
In some ways, I think that this appointment really felt like a nod to Miami, whether it actually was or it wasn't. But it really felt that way, not just because you grew up here either. I mean, because you're Cuban and you're also gay. And of course, that's an important population here. So why do you think you were chosen?
Don't know for a fact. I'm not even sure how the process works as far as how it's vetted. First and foremost, I would hope or imagine or I would dream that actually the president has actually read my work and was so moved by it that he said, "I want this guy to read a poem at the inaugural." And I as well have identified with the president's story as far as the immigrant father. And I can imagine that some of the poems that I've written about negotiating my own cultural identity in Miami would have spoken to him.
You, at some point, made a reference to the Freedom Tower.
The first brushstroke on a portrait, or the last floor on the Freedom Tower, jutting into the sky that yields to our resilience.
And I was wondering if that was a reference to the Freedom Tower in New York City or the Freedom Tower here in Miami.
it was an unintended consequence, but one of the great tools in poetry is called ambiguity, which can be useful sometimes. but it was the Freedom Tower in New York with the reference of finishing the last floor, which was just done a few months ago. But I liked the way it sort of echoed Miami as well. It was kind of like a little nod to Miami as well in our Freedom Tower, which is of course an icon for us. And it's interesting that I think the idea of it being the sense of resilience, which the poem speaks of, I think applies to both, a sense of continuing and moving forward and growing.